Political Watch with Graham Richardson.
Good afternoon, Graham Richardson. How are you this afternoon?
Very well indeed. Brent, yourself?
Oh, I'm getting there, mate. Thank you very much. We'll get there. I'm
good on you.
Thoroughly looking forward to talking to you this afternoon. I was just telling our audience some of the points that we're going to speak about this afternoon. There are so many. I suppose the first thing we need to talk about really is The Voice, because that's what everyone seems to be talking about at the moment. Yesterday, Anthony Albanese, he basically released what is going to be said, what we're going to be voting on at some stage later this year. Do you think that the wording of this question has done the chances of getting this over the line more harm than good, Graham?
I think it's pretty neutral.
Right.
I think the problem you've got is a lot of people vote no against everything.
Right.
I don't do that, but I am going to vote no on this.
Right.
I've never liked the idea of anyone getting a head start in talking to the Parliament. I think it should be everyone should be equal in the eyes of the law, as they say. So you don't take one chunk of society and say, we're making that chunk having an easier run than the rest. I don't think that's right.
It seems as though they have combined the two questions into one. Do you think it would have been received better by the Australian public if there had been two questions? The first question being about the constitutional recognition of First People, and then the second question about setting up that separate body representations to Parliament. Do you think it would have had more chance of getting over the line, particularly the first question, if they went about it that way?
I think so, yes. It would have had more chance. But it still, I think, should pass. Even if I don't like it, I'm not Australia, I'm just one person. So I think it'll still pass, but it's not something with which I'm delighted, I've got to say.
Okay, so let's confirm this. So you think that when we vote on this, it will still pass in its current form?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And you're someone to be listened to, because you're not often wrong, Richo.
No, I haven't been wrong too often. Actually, let's put it, I haven't been wrong.
I was about to say, when was the last time you were wrong?
Not about things like this.
Yeah, right.
The only time I get things wrong is in the home. And I get everything wrong.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the New South Wales election. Everyone is saying it's close, close, close. Do you think tomorrow night's result, and I should let you have a plug because you're on Sky News tomorrow night as part of the panel, when the results start to come in tomorrow night, do you think it's going to be as close as the polls have said in recent days?
Yes. I think it'll be close, but I think there will be a minority Labor government.
Okay. And do you think that the One Nation-led Mark Latham, One Nation-led party, do you think they will increase their numbers and have more of a say in the overall parliament?
They may get another one in the upper house. They won't get anything in the lower house, obviously. So,
yes.
No, I don't think that. I don't think it'll be a major increase, but they may get an extra one.
Can I ask you, are you willing to call what time you think there will be a speech from the loser? What time do you think there'll be a speech from the loser? And if you think that, well, you think that Labor will get over the line?
Labor will get over the line, yes, definitely.
Okay, so what time will Dominic Perrottet take to the stand and say, thanks for everything and here's my resignation?
I doubt if he'll do it before 10.
Okay.
Because everybody hangs on desperately hoping for a late swing. It's manic behaviour, but everyone suffers from it when they get near defeat.
We've seen it federally before. Particularly with Julia Gillard, but she was in charge of a minority government, but she was successful in being able to put through lots of legislation. Do you see, state-wise, if there is a minority government, that's the result after tomorrow night, do you see that being a problem for Chris Minns?
Oh, yes, it's a problem, but not an insurmountable one. You know, it makes your life very difficult, but you accept that that's how things are and you get on with the life that you've been left.
Who do you think will be the new leader of, if this happens tomorrow night, Richo, who do you think will be the new leader of the coalition?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I'm not sure. I think Natalie Ward would be a chance.
Okay. Now, we've talked a lot about Matt Keane in the seat of Hornsby. There's been reports, particularly one coming out from Sky News, that he has a swing against him in his electorate of possibly 16%. If that was the case tomorrow, he may lose that that seat. What's your thoughts?
If the Libs lose Hornsby, then they may as well just pack up shop and head for the coast. It'll be the end of them.
So if Keane wins, you don't think it's a certain that he'll end up as leader of the party?
No, it's by no means certain, but I'd probably have a dollar on him anyway.
He's a. It seems to be, is this unfair of me to say, I'm only reading between the lines here from what people say and from what I read, he seems to be a very unpopular leader.
Yeah, within his own party, he has a great number of supporters who are very passionate. The problem is those who oppose him are very passionate as well.
Right.
And that's a very big lump of the Liberal Party.
Do you see if the result goes Labor's way tomorrow night? Well, let me ask you this. It's been nearly 16 years since Kevin Rudd's election win, which meant Labor held power in every mainland state and territory as well federally. Now, let's, for the moment, take Tasmania out of the equation. We don't wish to offend any Tasmanians. But if Chris Minns wins tomorrow night, it will be exactly that. Every state and federal will be Labor, Labor, Labor. You would be excited about that. A comment?
Well, I think that's sort of my nirvana. it's going to be a very big night if that happens.
Okay. How long do you think that Chris Minns will be in government? For a long time?
Yeah, he's young. And I think we're entering a Labor period. These things go in cycles. And I think Labor's cycle is about to come.
I made a comment earlier today that this has, between the two leaders, this has been a relatively clean and polite campaign. You haven't had them down in the mud, slinging mud at each other. That's been good to see from an outsider looking in.
Well, it's good for the body politic generally. I mean, I know these two guys. They're both friends of mine. They're both really good people. They're both well qualified to lead New South Wales. And we're very fortunate to have two people of that calibre fighting out the final battle.
Okay, so you reckon after 10 o'clock it's going to be a Labor win, but it's going to be a minority government?
Yeah, I think that's the most likely result.
All right.
And that I'm hoping for better, of course.
Of course. Well, you never know. I mean, it's happened before. If it's anything like what happened in May of last year, 2022, it'll be a shock and a surprise, won't it?
It will indeed. I'll just keep hoping.
All right, Richo. I haven't spoken to you in a long time, so let's ask a couple of questions. The submarines, the $368 billion in the last couple of weeks, obviously that's been in the headlines. Your thoughts on AUKUS and your thoughts on the expenditure of, well, let's start at $368 billion for the submarines.
Well, I think these numbers become irrelevant. They're so big, they're out of the realm of what the consciousness of people like you and I and the listeners have got. They're phenomenal amounts of money. But that's what it costs these days to defend nations. And if that's what it costs, you spend it.
You think it's money well spent?
Yes, I do. I think these nuclear subs are definitely something Australia must have. The question is, will they have nuclear arms upon them? That's the real question.
Can you see us, and we've talked about this before, Graham, but is this the line in the sand that now means we can start to talk about the generation of electricity by way of small nuclear reactors in this country?
Well, I hope it is, because they make sense. And anything that makes sense, you should be looking at. You know, you don't have the pollution that coal gives you. It's a much smarter idea. The technology has gotten better and better and better, and will continue to improve. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be using them.
Health Minister Mark Butler says 50 children under the age of four in Victoria alone have ingested nicotine from vapes in the last year. Now, basically, what Mark Butler wants to do is he wants to make it that vapes are only available by way of prescription. And that's for even if you're over the age of 18. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I think it's probably okay. I worry about vapes. I don't know enough about them to pretend to sit here as an expert, but I worry about them. I don't like the idea of them. I don't like seeing people use them.
Yeah, particularly young kids. I mean, that's just horrible that, you know, that people are trying to, you know, get young kids onto vapes.
We don't want young kids addicted to anything.
No. Donald Trump. Do you think he'll end up being arrested?
Well, I think he's almost desperate to get arrested.
Yes, I agree with that. Because
it'll give him the publicity.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's desperate for it. Yeah. He's virtually inviting it. He's virtually pleading for it. I mean, it's the most extraordinary thing to see a bloke getting up there and saying, "Here I am, come and arrest me." I mean, if it was me, I'd be hiding up the bush somewhere, hoping no one would find me.
Do you really believe that he will end up with the Republican nomination and will be the name on the voting paper in 2024 up against Joe Biden?
No. I think there's enough sense in the Republicans to know that that's throwing an election away.
Okay. All right. Cost of living.
I think DeSantis is going to be very hard to beat.
Sorry, say it again.
I think DeSantis will be very hard to beat.
Yeah, true. I agree with you there. And it's yet to be, you know, we still don't know whether Biden's going to run for a second term. There's been talk about it. He says yes, but we don't know whether he's actually able to do that.
No, we don't.
Do we?
Who knows? If he knows what room he's in today, he might be able to make his mind up.
Did you see where he stood at the lectern? It was on the news last night, and he talked about the notes that are put on his shaving on the mirror in the shaving cabinet. I was sitting there watching that last night, and my lovely wife said, as the story was reported, she said, and I'm sure there's a note there as well that says, "And remember, your name is Joe."
I think you're right, mate. I think there'd need to be that note. Poor old bugger. Kidding might say, silly old bugger.
Yeah, true. Goodness me. May I just mention one name and get your reaction? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Lydia Thorpe.
Lunatic.
Goodness me. To me, yesterday was just the, I don't know.
She's pathetic, mate.
Isn't it?
I think it's just pathetic. She so desperately wants her name up in light, and she's got to do things that are more and more outrageous to get it there. As far as I'm concerned, she can go and, as they say in the classics, get nicked.
Unfortunately, we're stuck with her, though, for the moment.
For the moment, we are, but it is momentary. It won't be forever.
It is. All right, Richo. It's great catching up with you, mate. Tomorrow night, you're on Sky News. What time does it all start for you?
Oh, I've got to be in there about 5:30.
Okay.
But you won't have to worry about that.
Can I ask you, because obviously you have your mobile phone with you the whole time, how quickly after the polls close at 6 o'clock, how quickly do the numbers start coming through to your mobile phone?
Oh, very, very quickly, but these days it's not as important because the electoral office is much better wired in and you get numbers from them very quickly anyway.
And who do you intend on having blues with tomorrow night?
Well, mate, I think Peter Crennan will do. I think because I know she'll take tomorrow night very badly. So it'll be easy to poke her in the ribs, I think.
All right. We'll be watching. Thanks, mate. Nice to talk
Thanks,
to you.
Mate.
Good on
See you,
Richard.
Later. Good to have you back.
Thanks, buddy. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Bye. That's Graham Richardson.